I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Throne of the Fallen by Carrie Maniscalco.
Back at it again with another fucking banger, Carrie.
I love her little universe she's created.
I know other people don't. Other people don't like these books,
and that's
but
okay.
I think they are so fun.
I really do like them a lot. And honestly, this book's pretty highly rated on Goodreads.
Yeah.
It's got a 4.11. So
That's great.
yeah, I think a lot of
Anything
people
above a
do like
four is
them.
good.
We're not alone in this, okay? So I will read the back of the book for us. Sinner, villain, wicked. The Prince of Envy has never claimed to be a saint, but when a cryptic note arrives signaling the beginning of a deadly game, he knows it will take more than a hint of sin to win and save his failing demon court. Riddles, hexed objects, anonymous players, nothing will stand in his way. Though none of his meticulous plans prepare him for her, the frustrating artist who ignites his sin like no other. Virtuous, darling, liar. The trouble with scoundrels and blackguards is that they haven't a modicum of honor, a fact Miss Camilla Antonius learns after one desperate mistake allows Waverly Green's most notorious rake to blackmail her. To avoid a ruinous scandal, Camilla is forced to enter a devil's bargain with Envy, little expecting his game will awaken her true nature. Together, Envy and Camilla must embark on a perilous journey through the underworld, from glittering demon courts to the sultry vampire realm and beyond, while trying to avoid the most dangerous trap of all, falling in love.
That was basically it. That was the book.
That's the book! Guess what? Spoiler alert, they fall in love.
They fell in love hard. And it was
Like,
beautiful.
embarrassingly hard.
Like, he was down so bad.
So, what would you rate this book?
You know what? Like, I've never rated these low ever. I'm going to stay with like an 8.9 out of 10. Because, like, I
Fair.
just felt like I was joining my besties, solving mysteries
On a
and
quest.
fighting crime. Yeah. Like, we were just having the adventure of a lifetime.
Yeah,
And
I totally agree. It felt like we were there.
did I know what was going on half the time? No. No.
But I liked
Like,
that.
the clues and the quests and like trying to figure those out. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But every time they figure it out, I was like, yes, team.
Yes.
Let's get after the
We
next
did
one.
that. We did that. Okay. You couldn't have done it without me. I would also rate this highly. I would rate it an 8.5 out of 10. I think the only thing that's holding me back from like being a little higher is it did feel a little slow at times. And we're going to
Yeah.
talk more about that. But ultimately, the vibes were super chill and I really liked it. I wanted a little more action, but I definitely had a lot of fun reading it. I also am very excited for all the future like Prince of Sin books that it keeps like setting up the storyline for each of the princes, you know? And I'm
Yes.
like, oh my God, I can't wait. I can't
I'm
wait to read them
obsessed.
all. Yeah.
But I think that's also like a true testament to like how fucking boring the Regency era truly was. Like,
There's only so much you
just
can do.
the dullest of dull things happened there.
Yeah, we had to spice it up with a little bit of sin.
Some sin from Lord Sinton. Let's talk about some characters. We'll start with Miss Camilla Antonius.
Oh, Camilla, I thought
Ethereal.
she is. And I, from the beginning, when it was like, oh, she's just a human, I was like, interesting that she has silver hair.
Like, I don't think she is.
And silver eyes. So I, at the point that the narrative started talking about like the Unseelie princes and princesses, I was
Yeah.
like, okay, so she is one. But then there were a few more twists and turns where Carrie tried to throw you off that trail again. And
And
I
I
was
was like,
like,
whoa,
oh,
maybe
I
not.
was doubting it. And then like Envy thought she was a Seelie Fae. And I was like, but then why does she have silver hair and silver eyes? That's very
Right.
moon, you know? And so like my instinct was, of course, right. She is an Unseelie princess. I thought that whole like storyline of like her mother running away with her to the mortal realm and hiding her away, I thought that was very
With her
interesting.
sweet papa,
I
the
loved
poor
that.
man.
I know. Oh, he deserved better, but
He
like
did. He was
it was
used.
cool. He was.
Yeah, no, I think like, because at first I was just like, man, she must be like really young, like when she ran away. And like maybe she lost her memories too. And it's going to be like a pretty cut and paste. Like, I did not that's this is on me. I had low expectations at one point because I was like, this is going to be the exact same storyline as Kingdom of the Wicked, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, like Carrie proved me wrong.
Yeah, she said, no, I had something different.
She's
Don't
like,
you worry.
no. Like, she's actually hundreds of years old. I was like, okay, I love that.
Honestly, like, so fucking cool. I really thought it was interesting, though, because, like, they talked about, like, how she aged quickly when she went to the mortal realm, though. So, like, those hundreds of years, like, she was technically
She was
a
young.
child by, like, fae standards. So that part was interesting.
Because yeah, the time moves so different in the I'm assuming they're in the Shifting Isles. I don't know if that was ever like specified
Oh,
or
you know
not.
what? There's a map. Yeah, they're actually not in the Shifting Isles. They're the fairy courts are their own isle.
Oh.
I think it's just Fae there.
So where was she at? Like in
She was
Waverly
in
Green.
Waverly Green, yeah, which is the mortal realm.
So they were just in the mortal realm.
Yes.
That was not they were in the real world.
Yes, her mom like took her to the mortal realm to hide her.
Interesting. See, the whole time, like I legit just thought they were in the Shifting Isles.
Nope.
And that was that. And I was like,
And so
okay.
that's another thing that like makes it different from
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Wicked, because like you find out, oh, they've been in the underworld the whole time. No, Camilla was truly in the mortal realm.
Okay,
It's
that
just
makes
that
sense.
there is a there were fae in the mortal realm that had gone through that portal before it got closed, and so there were fae there
They're running
in
that
that,
dark
like,
market.
yeah, the
Yeah.
Silverthorn Lane.
Makes more sense.
Yes, and then at the end, Lennox like reopens that portal when he has her paint like that, like key that
Okay.
reopens the portal, and he's like, yeah, so I'm gonna go bring all these mortals here to the Fae realm, and I'm going to torture them all, and it'll be
Gotcha.
fun. And
Yeah, that
Camilla was
part
like,
was
don't.
a little unclear to me.
Yes, I
So
also I read it like more recently than you. I just finished it,
it
so
has been a little bit since I've read
that's
it.
fresh in my noggin. But I did from the get-go, even when I thought that Camilla was just a human, I was like, I'd like her because she was so like refreshing for a human, especially in this like Regency era. She was like, I don't want to get married, but I do want to find someone to fuck,
I know
like,
she's
for the
like, I'm
rest of my
just
life.
like trying to have like a good time. And she knew what she wanted to. She's like, no, all I want to do is keep my little paint shop, my little gallery. I want to be able to purchase expensive lingerie,
Yes.
and I want people to mind their damn
And
business.
I want maybe a loyal companion to fuck
Like,
when I want to.
slay.
Yeah, she knew what she wanted.
Okay.
I loved
Yeah.
her.
I didn't have any complaints. She was smart. And
Yeah.
she had her own game she was running. Like, at no point was I'm like, no, you're a dumb bitch. Like, why would you do
Yeah, because
that?
I felt that way about Amelia at times.
Yes,
In
no, like,
Amelia's defense, she was like spelled to like forget literally
yeah,
everything,
she
but
truly she had every excuse
to
so
be dumb.
that's not her fault, but
Yeah.
no, I
But
it was just
Camilla?
a very different type of main female character because she
Yes.
wasn't like cocky either. Like she was just very like self-assured.
And it makes sense when you realize, oh, she's Fae. It makes sense because she has like those characteristics that a Fae has naturally, where they're very like alluring and seductive as a person, and you
A
know,
little conniving,
a little
like
conniving, you know, but she's got a good heart. And they emphasize that because that's why Lennox can't stand her, because he's like, you're more human than Fae, because
yeah.
she has morals and a lot of Fae don't. So,
At all.
yeah, I love her.
I loved Envy, and I've always loved Envy, except for the very first book. He was a little scary. But
He
now
did be
that,
kidnapping people.
yes, but that is because obviously he has a lot of other stuff going on here that he
Yeah.
needed to really put into motion.
And boy did he get that curse lifted fast.
Yeah,
He
he
was
said,
like,
don't worry, guys.
you all are taking too long, and we've really got to get the ball rolling. So I'll kidnap some
I am in
people.
danger.
I will threaten some people. It'll be fine.
He's like, they will forgive me.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
And he
Except
was
for,
right.
Except for Nonna Maria.
Well, but she, it turns out, is an even bigger cunt than
Yeah,
Envy,
she's a
so.
bitch. And he really like lived up to his namesake as well. Like, what a jealous little guy. Just
Using their jealousy to fuel their like passion for each other, I was here for it. Like, it
I
was
know,
so
like this is
toxic.
so toxic.
And I loved it. I loved every second.
But like that's how they gotta keep it interesting, you know? Like,
Yeah. Like how Roth and Amelia keep it interesting.
oh my God.
Well, more on that
Yeah,
later.
we'll dive into that in a second, Carrie.
But I also thought Envy's character development was amazing through this book
Yes.
because you just know, like, you know he's a softy deep down and he's just been hurt and he needs to like forgive and forget and like have someone
Sure.
heal him, and that's what Camilla and Amelia's friendship, like, honestly, both have done for him.
Well, and even like his brothers know that like deep down he is not like a violent person, like, but he will do what he needs to like protect himself at his court. Cause like there were moments even with Amelia when she'd be like, he is definitely putting on a front, like putting on a mask. Like I know a good person's in there. And I'm really glad we got to see more of that. And
Yeah. And she was
yeah.
right.
That was so, oh my gosh. Like the first time they slept together when he was immediately like, I fucking messed up. Like
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, my rule."
this is bad. It's
Oh
like, oh
God.
dear, oh great heavens.
He was down bad.
But yeah, I really, really enjoyed his character, and I loved like his banter with his brothers. And I'm also just very thankful she gave us like an Envy point of view. Because like I know this book obviously was all about him, but that is something I wish we had gotten more in Kingdom of the Wicked was like Wrath's
Yeah.
perspective, because
I
I feel
agree.
like he's a little twisted
Yeah, I would have
inside.
loved to know more of
Yeah,
his
I could have just
mind.
been a fly on the inside of his brain, really just reading his thoughts and feelings, because he's scary.
Oh my God, I love these scary boys.
But yeah, so love Envy. Alexi,
Alexi,
I
like, what do you think of Alexi?
don't know. I do think he is loyal to Envy, but I feel like he maybe initially had come to his court with ulterior motives.
That's how I kind of felt too.
And then ended up really enjoying it. And so I feel like he probably has beef with somebody else because he did not return. And
Yeah.
he's now loyal. So I feel like that's gonna come back up at some point. Maybe we'll get like a vampire novel
I
and
think
we'll learn
a
more about
vampire court
that.
novel would be really interesting, especially with like the power shift that's going on there. Yeah, like I'm not fully convinced about Alexei's motives yet, but I agree that I think he is genuinely at this point loyal to Envy. Otherwise, he wouldn't have tried so hard to save the court with him. Like, I think he would have just let it
Yeah.
fall if he like was just after power. But
I love that he's just out there banging everybody left and right.
Yeah, he's a guy that
He's
knows what he
here
wants.
for the luxuries of life.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know what his game
I
plan
just,
is.
yeah, because it's like whenever Blade like took over and killed Zaris, like he was the first to jump up and be like, yeah, I pledge my loyalty to this guy. And it's like, but you really don't
Yeah.
because you've pledged your loyalty to House Envy.
Yeah.
And so I know it was just to get
True.
like all the other vampires like on board and stuff, but I don't feel like he truly has like any allegiance to them whatsoever.
No, but somehow there is like a trust between like Blade and Envy
What
and
if they're
Alexei.
lovers?
Oh my God.
That'd be
I
really
want that
cute.
book. I want that book. That would be so good.
I love Blade
I love Blade
so
too.
much.
Let's talk about him. I was like, you know that audio that's like, I
Stop.
slowly started to be seducted by him.
That was me and Blade. That
That
was
was,
me and him.
yeah, I'm sad that Camilla didn't let him bite her. Not
I know.
because like I think it would have made Envy so jealous.
No, and like, obviously, like the whole thing with Blade, like that is to introduce a different storyline. I know that is what the purpose was for, but I was like, that was a huge missed opportunity. 'Cause I know she was like in a little flirtation with Envy, but like I would have been here for it.
He should have at least bitten her. I think we should have done that.
Like just give her a little kiss.
Because like what sets Envy off when he gets there is like Zaris like has her like, in his lap or whatever. And I'm like, no.
Gross. I
Gross.
think
What we
save
should
the little
have
bite
done
marks.
is had Blade bite her. So I wish we could
Cause
rewrite
some
that
real
part.
mischief.
That would have been so good.
But then
And
Envy wouldn't have fought Zaras. Well, he would have fought Zaras. He would have
he would have
figured it
fought Zaras
out.
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
But
we would
it's
have,
like,
because ultimately he knew that was the clue, is that Zaras needed to die. So like he would have gotten there still. But I think like it would have been even better if that's the route she went.
clearly he was not interested. Blade was not interested in Camilla, even in the slightest, I don't
No,
think.
he wasn't.
And like I'm interested to see like who he is like interested in,
Yeah,
because
because
he's like,
he's
I'm
promised.
gonna take he's like, I'm just gonna take a wife and then that'll be that. Everyone else leave me the fuck alone. And so
Yeah.
yeah, like maybe him and Alexi are
I
lovers.
just think like the way it's set up, it's like, yes, he's promised to do all of that, but obviously his heart's not in it. So it's like,
Yeah.
what's gonna happen?
Where is your heart?
Where is your heart? Does your heart already have something, or is it going to happen to him?
Yeah, and maybe that's why Alexi just was so quick to be like, yeah, bow to your new fucking king, everybody. Clap for him.
That's my man.
That's my man. I don't know. I need that vampire novel like yesterday. And I
Yeah.
don't think we're gonna get it till we're through with the brothers.
I know that'll be a ways away,
Unless
I
she's just
fear.
going to do like an offshoot,
Like a
like
little
a little
novella.
spin-off. That could be cool. Carrie, take notes.
Well, I wonder if she's got like this chronological
Because,
timeline of events planned, and like if
yeah.
his will fall somewhere between the brothers.
I actually, yeah, probably because I think there's going to be like a whole thing with Victoria and like the wolves, but that's going to be interwoven with Pride and
Yes.
Lucia, and that's going to be some weird thing that they've got going on.
So maybe it won't be its own book, but it'll just like happen at the same time as one of the prince's books.
I feel like it could be its own book, though.
It could be because like Blade is a really good character.
Yeah, I feel like it could be. And Blade's been in previous books too. Like he was in the very last Kingdom of the he was in Kingdom of the Feared,
Yes, he was.
because he was the one that tried to trick Wrath. And so they already have really weird relationships with House of Wrath. So yeah, I'm very interested because now he has tentative ties to House Envy.
You know what? That makes me like him even more. The
I
fact that he
know.
has beef with Wrath.
Because
I
sometimes I have beef with Ren. Sometimes
know. He's just
I
fun.
don't like him.
He's fun to fight with, okay? Prince of War.
So yeah, stoked about that. Carrie, we've actually written your next four books.
Yeah,
Don't
listen up,
worry.
Carrie. Take notes. Wolf.
Huh.
You know
You
what?
know?
Because I know he's trouble, but
What a good character.
by the end, you're like, oh, I like him.
Okay. I love what he stands for and what he's about. The fact that they're like, watch out for Wolf, because he drags off women and kills them. He's or and eats them. And he was like, I sure do, but not in the way you're thinking. And I'm like, oh. He's like, I just introduced him to a good time.
But he's been pining after Camilla for a long, long freaking time, and I just want him to be happy.
I do too.
I want a character to exist for him.
He's just so loyal. Like I like how even when like we thought he was the bad guy, he was still ready trying to come up with a plan to get her out of there.
I know. As soon as he was the one that showed up at Envy's door in the Wild Court and like was like, listen up, pull your head out of your ass, I was like, oh my God.
Mad respect for this man to set aside his own feelings.
Because he could have not said that to Envy, but then he would have had to watch Camilla suffer. And I think that was like too much. But like ultimately, if he waited long enough, if he hadn't said anything to Envy and waited out like Camilla's dad being an asshole, he would have ended up with Camilla. Like, that's just how it
And
would have
I think
happened.
they would have been very happy to, I really do. I think
I
they would
do
have been
too, but I think
happy.
like she would be,
She would have gone bored though.
yeah, and also like she would have had to endure a lot of like suffering for a while until her father finally got bored of it. So it wouldn't have been for the best, but
No. But it wouldn't have been bad either.
yeah, it would have been not pleasant for a while.
But like happy end of the day. I'm just kidding.
But for an
I
immortal lifespan, you know, just a
don't
blip
know.
in
Just a
time.
really quick, unfortunate thing.
But anyway, I'm glad he's so selfless and didn't let that
Yeah.
happen.
Love Wolf. You know what we don't love though?
Bexley?
Bexley. Bex the
Oh.
Hex. Just what a fucking obnoxious character. Like from the get-go, I was just like, who's this guy?
He sucks. There's
He
not a
sucks so
single
bad.
redeemable quality. I hate the fact that he's immortal now because I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna come back. And I hate that. He's so annoying.
He just
Yeah.
wouldn't fucking die.
He's literally a cockroach.
Like, just like you thought he was dead. Nope, he's not dead. We thought he was dead again. Nope,
Nope.
still not dead. No,
Yeah.
he comes back at the most inopportune moments,
Yeah,
too.
and why did he somehow make this deal with Abyssus that he's like, will you let me chain up and torture this prince of sin? And Abyssus is
Please.
like, sure, I need someone to do it, I guess.
Yeah, this is like, does it have to be
Just
you?
Bexley literally snuck into the underbelly of Wrath's court, which he could have like been killed
Which
for
is
multiple
just,
times
yeah, like
over.
the craziest thing.
Then
Like,
propositioned this horrible like demon Abyssus and is like, please, I just want to have fun. I just want to torture this
I
demon.
need this.
He really hurt my feelings.
Show her to me, Rachel.
Show me to me, please. And Abyssus is like, fine, I guess.
He's like, if you'll go away after.
Promise me you'll fuck. And then Abyssus like sees that he's
Pinky
beheaded on
promise
the
me.
ground, and then he's like, God fucking damn it, this dude. Anyway,
Yeah.
hate him.
Rest in hell, actually.
He
I hope you find no peace. He's just icky. He's icky
is.
boy.
He is.
Hate him. Really minor character, but I really liked Kitty as well.
Oh, yes.
Just a bestie, a real ride or die. I love that she ended up also just, being there.
I
Wasn't
totally thought
fae.
she was human until
I
they
did too.
reveal. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm like, sweet, Kitty gets to
And
come too.
same with Bunny. I just thought that was a regular cat. Nope.
Yeah. Well, I kind of had wondered too, though, because Envy had felt that something was off with that cat at first because he's like, what the fuck is that? And she's like, it's a cat. And he's like, yeah, for sure.
It is. What the hell is even that? I kind of forgot that he even was off put by the cat,
Yeah, he
so.
was wildly just uncomfy with that thing. But no, yeah, Kitty was fun. And I was like, you and your gay husband, I hope you guys find, true love.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, and that's the thing is like her husband is a human.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fucked up that she was like, yeah, he was shocked at first, but like, yeah,
But
bitch.
whatever.
Oh my God. She's crazy for
Yeah. I was like, that man's gay.
that.
I don't think you truly love each other. You love each other, but I don't think you're really married.
They did like conceive a child, though, didn't they?
They did. But like the whole time, that is like the vibes I was getting. Because at
Yeah.
first, like, I didn't know she was fae. And they're like, yeah, and they haven't had a child, but Camilla was the only one who knew why. And I was like, oh.
Oh.
Was like, she
Did they
married.
wait? Did they ha conceive a child then?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think I just made that up.
I don't, maybe they did at the end. I can't
I don't
remember.
remember. I don't
No,
remember.
they didn't have any kids.
But yeah, so you
But I
just thought
think,
he was secretly gay.
yeah, and I thought they had just like a deal. Like she just got to be really independent and cool and did whatever the fuck she wanted
Yeah.
because he's gay.
'Cause that would ultimately be like goals back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you weren't
Yeah.
going to fall in love for real, like then that would be the play.
But it may just be because she's fae and it's hard for them to like conceive children.
Yeah. That would
But
make
no,
so
I,
much
like
sense.
in my heart, it's because, yeah, he likes men.
Yeah, maybe that's still Carrie's secret storyline.
That's my favorite
We don't
storyline.
know.
Just two besties living in
That's
together.
headcanon, baby.
Yes.
The other thing about these books is, of course, they're all going to, like, all of the Princes of Sin are going to kind of be in there. So the ones that we're focused on in this book were sloth and lust, and then a little bit of pride at the end.
Yeah, he just shows up.
Yeah, and that's to keep the story moving forward. I just really want to say that I am not sure I made this clear whenever we recorded the Kingdom of the Wicked episodes, because it's been so long at this point. But I just want to go ahead and say, like, on the record, that Sloth is actually the love of my life.
He
And
is Zaddy,
he is
and
the best of all the brothers. And you can
he's
fight
got
me on that
a
if.
collective 20 pages of content, and I've eaten each and every one of them up.
Yeah, he is definitely my favorite. And I want his book.
And him
And
as well.
him. I want him
And
to, I want Camilla to paint him for me so that he just comes into
yes.
my reality.
So we've actually talked a little bit about this prior to recording. What I think would be the best case scenario for my man is if he, like, the only thing I'll accept at this point is if he enters into just a beautiful throuple, but it needs to be like a male female throuple, and
Yes.
like they just absolutely worship the ground she walks on, but like they are also just madly passionately in love with each other, like they're two boyfriends that need a girlfriend.
I'm trying to think who would be a great boyfriend for Sloth, and
I
Wolf is kind of
don't
coming to mind a little
know
bit. I kind of feel like
because
Wolf is a loyal man, and I feel like
like,
Wolf and Sloth could be boyfriends.
it is just simply the only thing that would
Yeah.
work for me. And like, I don't think she was hinting at it, but just when they were talking about like how he's not had very many like he's only had a couple serious relationships. And he's like,
And
this
one was a
boy
female
and
and one
this
was a
girl.
male. And they also, the fact that they were like, the relationship just ran its course, like it ended amicably. I'm like, okay, so could we rekindle?
Well, and so what I'm wondering too is I think that would be most ideal for him because when he is just not feeling it, they still have each other. And then when
Yeah.
he is feeling it, like he's got two to pick from.
That's the beauty of a throuple, is when
That
you're
is
not feeling it,
the beauty of the
you just send them away. You're like,
throuple.
I
And
don't really want to talk to
so,
either of you right now.
Harry, don't worry, I'll be DMing you my brief outline for this story, but
Listen, all we know is like the
like,
vibes. We don't have any of the
just
details planned.
great vibes. This is what I need from you
Yeah.
just for this to happen because I just know he's the most attentive and knowledgeable lover
Yes,
you'll
because
ever
he's studied
have.
it. He's studied it. He knows it. He
And
knows
I know
everything.
he's going to study you as well.
He's gonna figure you out forwards and backwards.
It's going to be almost scary, like very
Yeah.
intense.
Yeah. You will be scared at least
You're gonna
three
be
times
scared
during and you'll love it.
from how much you love it.
And then we also got a lot from Lust, and I think Lust is just very funny. He's a little shitster, and I
He
love that about
actually
him.
does still scare me though, because he did almost kill Amelia from lusting too much.
I thought that was kind of funny.
It was really funny, but he is scary because he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, all of them are a little bit scary
No, like
if
I
we're
think
being
he
for
is
real.
just incredibly emotionally unavailable.
He's like, oh shit, I accidentally killed
So he's
someone.
like,
I was
oh,
just trying to, it was just a joke.
I'm
Fuck.
sorry.
I do think it's funny how absolutely against the idea of falling in love he is, because you just know that it's
He's
gonna hit him so hard and it's
gonna
gonna
be
be,
pissed about it.
yes, and oh, he's gonna be like angry, like
It's
an
gonna be
angry love.
inconvenient.
Yes, and I'm ready for that.
But I
Same
kind of
with
think
like
that's how gluttony,
gluttony.
yeah.
Yeah, because he is, oh, that enemies to lovers is
Oh,
gonna, that's gonna
it's gonna
hit.
hit different. Man, it's gonna be hateful and I love it.
Yes, and I don't know that I'm really like Pride and Lucia's story. I'm not fully like on board because I don't really love like a
No.
second chance romance, and you
I
know
don't
that's
either.
just the vibes on this podcast. And
I'm going to like it against my will. I don't
Yes.
like him and I stand by that, but I just know he's gonna end up being the one that I'm just like, wow, that was a powerful character.
Yeah, because you know he
Superficial as a front.
but really deep down, like he cares about nothing more than he cares about her.
Yeah.
And for some reason, to the point where he like let her believe the lie about Vittoria in the first place. So I'm curious to know what that's about.
I think it's because he knew like she maybe was not happy, but I don't think he has the emotional intelligence to figure out how to make her
So
happy.
he's
Be
really just fucking dumb.
But I think that's because of like maybe his sin, like
Yeah, he's
his
too
pride
prideful.
wouldn't allow him to make her happy. And so that's going to be something that he really has to tackle his inner demons, I think. And I think Victoria is going to make it very hard for him to do that. I feel like she's just a spiteful bitch.
Let's talk about her really quick because
Just a spiteful bitch.
we need to unpack this because I'm worried. Like, I don't like Vittoria, and I'm
No.
worried that it's because of internalized misogyny. Because I'm like, wait, is she any worse than any of the princes of sin?
No.
I don't think she is. And so I think we need to unpack that because
I can't stand her.
I can't stand her. And I'm like, that makes me feel like a bad feminist because why can I not stand
Yeah.
her, but I'm okay with wrath, with envy,
Because,
with
I mean, she's a bad bitch,
and
but
I think
she.
part of it though, is how betrayed we felt by her in the first few
Yeah.
books whenever Amelia was being like lied to and kind of feeling betrayed as well. I think that's part of it, but like I need to get over it because I'm like, I don't really have a good reason for not liking her.
I just still feel like she didn't really apologize. I think she didn't really apologize the way I wanted her to, and that's why I don't like her still. Because like deep down she's like, I'll apologize because Amelia needs this, blah, blah, blah. But she didn't mean it. Like I know she loves her sister, but at the end of the day, she wants House Vengeance back in its full glory, and she wants the support and fear, not necessarily love from every, like she wants power.
And I should respect that. I should respect that hustle. But there's just
Yeah.
part of me that I'm like, I need more. I need her to be emotionally available. And like, that's a lot to ask from a goddess of vengeance.
It is. But
But
I like when she strolled in to Envy's like home, and I know he invited her there. But just I don't know, the whole thing just really rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, hey, how about you love yourself a little bit
I
more,
think
maybe?
just at this point, Carrie has not written her to have any sort of like human,
Shame.
human like traits at all. Like she doesn't have like the empathy or like the moral compass that some of the other like immortal characters do have. And I think that she will eventually, like something's going to happen that she will, like she's going to open up for some reason, whether it's like her love story that ends up happening. But I feel like that's why, like at this point, I just can't stand her because I'm like, she's not morally gray at this point.
No,
She
she's a
is
black-hearted.
morally black. Yeah, like she's just, yeah, there has been no show of like loyalty or anything. It's all been very selfishly motivated. And I want to love her because, again, like I feel like I'm the asshole because like Amelia loves her and I'm
Yeah.
like, I should give her a chance, but I just can't right now.
Obviously, like her and Domenico. They're like an item, and I think he's gonna like melt her cold heart a
I
little
hope
bit,
so.
maybe, or she's just gonna leave him fucking on the streets. I'm not sure yet.
She might.
Which I hope she doesn't, because I really like Domenico.
I do too. I kind of forgot about him,
Yeah,
but
me
yeah.
too. Until just now, when I was like, man, she has no potential suitors, does she? But she does. There's a
She
man who
does.
loves her very, very much. But I don't know why she's so obsessed with sleeping with all of them. Like, why that
Yeah.
is so important to her.
I think it's kind of what you were saying of like
Like a
her pursuit of
power thing.
power.
Yeah.
Like she just wants to like hold power over people.
I guess.
And the whole thing with like pride, I just really haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that to say, I
I
don't
hope
like her
she
right now, but I want to.
I'm willing to give her another chance. I'm willing
I
to open
need
my heart to her.
Carrie to like round her out a little bit, 'cause right now she's all negative.
She sucks. She sucks.
Yeah, but she's been written that way. It's like
Yeah.
I feel like we're not misinterpreting it. I think she has been at this point fully written to be a
Unlikable.
villain.
Yeah.
But
I'm interested for sure.
let's talk a little bit about Raph and Amelia.
They had a little cameo in
How
this
cute.
book. It
I
was cute, but
love,
they're little freaks.
they are little freaks, but it was really nice to like see their relationship from the outside. I thought it was very sweet because you can just tell that basically that Raph is like whipped, but in like an equal way, like they're partners, but
Like he would die for her, but also
he,
like
yeah, like just the fact that he basically immediately tells Envy no, and then Amelia's like, hold on, can we talk about
and he's like still no. She's like, well, I'm gonna do it anyway, but he's not gonna be
it
mad about it.
first? She's like, I would love to make you a little angry if that's all right.
If that's cool.
If you consent to that.
Punish me later. Oh man.
Also, just the friendship between Envy and Amelia was so cute because Amelia baked him cannolis, and Envy was like, oh my God, what is this unfamiliar feeling? It
He's
was
like, this
literally.
is giving me indigestion.
It was literally just friendship and the warm fuzzies. And he was like, what the
He's like, ew, why do I care so much for this person?
I loved it. I think
Fuck.
they're so pure.
They truly are like sibling goals.
Yeah.
That is the brother and that is the sister that each of them never had.
Yeah, it's so sweet. And whenever he's like, you're my favorite sister-in-law, and she's like, I'm
You're your
your only.
only.
God, that was cute.
It was really cute. I love them so
Same.
much. I was just glad to see them again.
Me too.
And
Mom and dad.
Wrath is just so scary. He's so spooky.
Yeah, those little freaks with their little
I
knife
love them
play.
so much.
Their chains and knives.
Giggling, kicking my feet every time they're mentioned. And then last and least, he is least in my eyes and my heart. Lennox.
Oh God.
What a cunt.
He fell prey to every single like weakness of a fae. I feel like he just was very like
Of the worst
prideful, and
qualities.
he thought that he was like the smartest, most clever. And really, they're like, hey man, like we're gonna humble you really fucking quick and kill you if that's all right.
He is like every Fae that we've ever read about, like just very antiquated and like hates women and
Basically, the
their
Autumn
hopes and
King.
dreams
Yeah.
and aspirations. He wants to just crush that under his boot immediately.
Yeah. He was like, oh, my daughter wants to have an opinion and have her own independence. No.
No.
I'm going to literally torture her until I get bored of it.
And then I'm gonna kill
Instead.
her.
Yeah, and I'm gonna kill her, probably.
Maybe, I don't know.
If it comes to it, I'll kill her.
Like, ew.
Yeah, he's honestly so gross. I do love that, like, it seems that whatever brother of hers is like currently taking over, it seems like he is better than his father, but it definitely feels like he is still very flawed, but it feels like a step in the right direction for their
Yeah,
court.
I guess. I don't know. I just didn't think like any of them were like good choices.
No.
Do you think we're gonna get more about the Fae, like his rule? Like, do you think that they're gonna pop back up later,
Well,
probably?
yeah, I was wondering if her mom's gonna show back up at some point, because where the fuck is
Yeah,
she?
Bella,
Where
where the fuck,
the hell have
where
you
are you, girl?
been? Yeah, I kind of feel like she'll come back, but then I'm like, can she be trusted? I don't know. Because where are
I'm
you?
just like, she is painting a whole bigger picture. Like, Carrie's got some plans devised. I know
Yes.
it. Because, like, the witches are gonna come back for
Yes.
sure.
Oh yeah. They're
The
angry.
wolves, the werewolves, like, they're fitting into this somehow. Vampire Kingdom, they are shoring up and
And the Fae.
buckling down for something. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, now we have the Fae, and it's like, what next?
And they're all interwoven. It's crazy.
And it's like I feel like one of the houses, like they're gonna betray somebody, and why is it going to be greed, you know?
Oh, in this essay, I will.
Yeah, like why is it greed? I
Yeah.
forgot about him.
He's been
He
not.
was like non-existent in this book.
Yeah, they were like, he's busy with his gambling hall. That happens like multiple times. I'm like, is his court failing secretly in some way?
Like, is he building something under his gambling hall? Well, and
Oh my
then you have
God.
like Pride, who has been, pretending to be a soldier and like going out to his field of whatever the fuck that is. And
Those like
it's like,
sleepy flowers.
yeah, it's like, what is going on here?
Pride and greed hopefully aren't like planning something
Are they in
together.
cahoots?
Oh God.
I'm
Yeah,
trying to.
she's got plans that I have forgotten about.
I'm excited to see how she ties this all up.
Do you think like whatever the last book ends up being is going to be like the major conflict? Like the
Yeah.
witches come back, the
And I think
like
it'll be Pride's book. I
yeah.
think Pride will be last.
I think so too, especially because like in the Kingdom of the Wicked like trilogy, at first we were kind of set up to believe that he was the like the Demon King, but he's not. It was actually Wrath. And so I think like it was kind of placing a certain level of importance on him. And
Yeah, I don't
with
know.
him being Lucifer himself, like I think like he does have probably like the big finale.
Yeah, I wonder if like he does end up taking over. Like if
Maybe.
Wrath like
Because there were
steps.
some seeds planted in this book that kind of implied something about like I can't remember exactly what I'm thinking of, but there was a moment where I felt like it was implying that like Wrath didn't have to be king forever. I think it was Envy was like saying it directly to Wrath.
Yeah, and Wrath was like, is that a fucking threat?
Yeah. And Envy was like, "Hey, I'm not interested, buddy. My
Someone
court's
kill
literally
me.
crumbling, so"
Hey, my people are killing each other right now, so I got other issues to deal with.
Yeah, so like would Pride. And then it's like, is he plotting to do that right now? Like, is that his plan? Or is it just going to kind of happen?
I don't know. I really feel like this is about to turn into like some convoluted like storyline,
Don't want the
and like
brothers to hate each other.
each book is going to like just add on more to it, and then maybe by the end of it, once we've seen like all seven courts, like she's going to like tie it all together with something else. I don't know.
What if there's like some sort of prophecy that like
Oh.
that Pride should be the king?
Well, so what I'm wondering is, you know how like they were all cursed and stuff? So, like, what if each of them had like their own portion of the curse that they were dealing with? Like,
Yeah,
what
like
if,
Envy's court, Wrath and Amelia's like forgetting each other. I don't know what Gluttony's will be.
I
It
don't
seems like
know.
in the preview for that book, there's something about like ice dragons. I was like, what the fuck? Hold on, let me pull that up really quick.
Okay.
So, Throne of Secrets is going to be Gluttony's book. Gabriel Axton, infamous as the Prince of Gluttony, the self-proclaimed rake of rakes, has always lived for indulgence in delicious food and tantalizing women, and most of all, in the thrill of the hunt, where his love of danger can take over. I forgot about his love of hunting.
Ooh, yeah.
But when his favorite,
Primal play.
yeah, oh
Yeah.
my God, my favorite.
That's my favorite.
When his favorite adventure takes a deadly turn, he realizes something is very wrong in his demon court. With the clock ticking, he must turn to the only one who might uncover the truth, a journalist he spent a decade avoiding.
Damn, clock's always ticking with these
I
people.
know. And
Shit.
how, like, God, you
How are we just
have
running out of
forever.
fucking time?
You're literally immortal. Adriana Saint Lucient has been on the hunt for years. Why do all of their names start with Luce? Like Lucia, Lucifer, Lucent. I feel like that's a lot of Luce going on. So she, the journalist, if she could report on something damning enough about that no good scoundrel, Gabriel Axton, she knows others would finally see the demon as she does. But she never expected to turn up a rumor too terrifying to be believed. Could the ice dragons to the north be growing restless? Drawn into the secrets of the underworld, Adriana's investigation leads her into the place she dreads most, Axton's infamous court.
Where the fuck is this reporter coming from? Like, where does she live normally? I
That's a
wonder.
great question. I can't
Like,
remember
she's
if
going
we
into the
know.
underworld. How'd you get here, girly?
Because I feel like she's immortal, right?
I don't know. Also, do you think his name's really Gabriel, or like, do you think he has like his own secret special name that they'll
Well,
keep people
maybe
with?
that is his name and other people don't know it, but Carrie's just telling
Because
us that's
normally,
his
like,
name.
she doesn't just throw that out there willy-nilly.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know where Adriana resides. I know she's part of the underworld though, because she like attends the parties and stuff and she's a reporter.
I wonder if she like sold her soul to like.
That would be
Ooh.
kind of
Ooh.
fun.
I don't know. Oh my God, I'm excited now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that book
Great.
is coming out at some point. I don't
Like this
remember when.
year.
But yeah, that's all the characters and just some general thoughts and concerns.
We don't have like a ton of.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of these. One thing that I haven't discussed yet, I thought it was so real that when Camilla was trying to solve the riddle, but like Envy was literally dying, she was like, "I can't fucking think right now. I am too stressed." And I was like, "You're so real for
Like,
that bit."
I totally get that. Also, yeah, like them replacing Envy's like ceiling portrait with them, like fucking going at
With
it.
their
Like,
new sex painting. That
what a power move.
was so good. And honestly, it was probably fueled by her jealousy because she was like, other people have looked at that
Take it
painting
to
in your
Amelia has a
bed.
copy, actually.
Yeah, actually.
What if they sent the original one to house rent?
Like, you can have this now.
Like, this is for you,
We're
girly.
done with it. I thought the smut was really good in this book, and I loved that we had to wait for it because we were like teased a lot. There were so many times when we
Yeah.
thought like, oh, we're finally gonna get something, and then it was like, no,
Well,
we
and
have
just
to
the
wait.
threat of them like not being able to do it again, I was just like, oh, what's it gonna happen? Like,
Yeah,
what's gonna happen after?
only one night. I also like we kind of brushed on this, and I don't have like any one thing in particular that I'm like, yeah, we really should have cut that out, but the book did just kind of feel long and drawn out.
I
But I
do feel
think
like
it was to set up other future books.
I think we spent too much time in Waverly Green. Like I feel like a lot of what happened in Waverly Green like could have been condensed down a little bit, maybe. Like the party was very
Fair.
important, but it's just like the whole thing with the fucking tunnel and like all these secret entrances. It's like I get why they're
It was
important,
like setting
like
up the mystery, though,
yeah.
And at the time, I didn't feel like that was taking too long because it was like mysterious. I didn't realize that it wasn't going to be like
Anything important.
the biggest part of the book because things like really at a certain point started taking off.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way in Kingdom of the Wicked too, though. Like they spent a lot of time in Palermo. Well, because that was like the whole first book. I get wanting to like world build and all that. Just it was a little slower at the beginning.
Yes, and I think like that's something though that I didn't really notice. I definitely see that like in hindsight, but I don't think that's where I felt it. It's
It's
funny
just
because
on my
I think I
second read
felt it.
through.
Yeah, I would on a second read through for sure. I think I felt it whenever we were like being dragged so many places,
Oh,
but
yeah.
it was all like written as like that's part of the game, and also it's to set up like future storylines.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was
They
just
did a
like,
lot of
wow.
side quests.
Exactly. And that's what I mean, that was the whole point of the book. It's like you have to solve this clue to get the next clue. So like that's the whole point. But it did feel a little repetitive at a certain point because I was like, okay, like I want
I
the big
want the big
reveal.
bad. Yeah, and like some parts like going through the sin corridor again and all that stuff. I'm like, we've been there, done this dance before.
Exactly.
But I mean, it was still fun and entertaining. And like I said, I was excited to meet a bunch of these new characters and stuff.
One thing about the Sin Corridor, though, that I thought was fun is she actually wasn't succumbing to its like
No.
magic, but then she like just messed with
Tricked
him
him. I'm
and
just
she
gonna
was
fuck
like,
with him for a little
yeah, she was like, I'm just gonna be a little lusty for fun
bit.
and just mess with them. That was hilarious.
And that just goes to show like how fucking smart and like quick she is too, to be
Yeah.
able to like recognize like, oh, he thinks this is gonna happen, so let's
Yeah.
just see.
Let's just play with him. And he was like, Camilla, wake up, because he was like, this is torture. And she was like, hee, joke's on you. I'm awake.
What if I wasn't ever asleep? I was like, oh,
Oh,
slay.
she's a little trickster, a little fae queen.
Love her. But yeah, this, I think this book was definitely just like a nice segue into like to introduce us to all that's to come.
Yeah, I agree.
And Envy was definitely the best choice because I think he was like the second biggest character in the King of the Wicked series besides Amelia and Wrath. So it just made sense for him to be the one to move us to the next portion. But those were really
Yeah.
like my
Yeah,
biggest
we kind of
points.
touched on everything else.
We do have a couple discussion questions as always. So Gluttony's Book is next. We talked a little bit about this already. What prince do you think will come after?
Okay.
Yeah, why is it Sloth?
And why is it Sloth? I do think Sloth will come next, because I think with, like we saw with Kingdom of the Wicked, they like set up, it was like the most clear choice for the next one was going to be Envy. And with Envy, like the next clear choice to me, like honestly, I would think would be Pride, but I think obviously she's writing Gluttony first. But I think that's like a little bit of a red herring, because now that we've talked about it, it would make sense for Pride's book to be at the very end and have that be the major conflict with the witches, because
He's
that.
got beef with everybody.
And it would be like fully wrapped up. Yeah, and he's got beef with the wolves too and Vittoria. But it would be like wrapped up in a bow, because like we started there. We started with this curse came about because of Pride. And if we end there as well, with Pride like breaking his curse or whatever and getting his consort back. But yeah, so I think like after Gluttony, I think Sloth would make sense. Basically anyone but Pride. I think Pride's gonna be at the end.
Yeah, I think it's gonna go. So it'll be envy, gluttony, sloth, lust, and then greed, because greed, I think, is gonna have a really crazy story
Because
arc.
he's been doing something secretive for sure that we don't know about yet.
And then, yeah, finally Pride, and then hopefully with a couple books like mixed, like novellas mixed in.
Vampire Court and
Vampire Court.
the Wolves.
I just want,
Yeah.
yeah, like a vampire novella that ties into Pride's book, I think is, yeah, what
Yeah.
I'm going for here.
Maybe the vampires are going to like ally and like help with like the final battle against the witches.
Yeah, I think Wrath and Blade will put aside their differences
I
and.
could see the wolves kind of teaming up with the witches against Pride, though, which is not great.
Oh, I can't because Vittoria hates the witches.
Well, that's fair. She also hates Pride, though, right? I don't
Nona
know.
Maria is gonna make a comeback. That's all I know.
So another little question. So with the Kingdom of the Wicked books, those were kind of like 19th century Italy. And with this book, it was kind of like 19th century England.
Yeah, like the Regency era.
Yeah. So like, do you think in future books she's going to keep incorporating like all of these like 19th century cultures from around the world? Like, just give us more.
No, because now I'm like really unsure of where the reporter comes from.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that's kind of thrown a loop for what I thought was gonna be the case. And what was the name? Adriana? I don't
Yes.
know. It sounds like, I don't know. I feel like they'll just keep it all
In the
like kind of the
underworld now.
same, but like Gluttony's, I feel like Gluttony's house is gonna be so modernized almost. Like he has like the best and newest things that are going to draw the most attention to have people indulge and like
Yeah.
I don't know.
So maybe his will be like it'll feel modern. That would be an interesting
Would be
take, because everything's
interesting.
been so
But that's not the vibe I
like
was getting.
chandeliers and
I'm trying to remember what his house was like though when they went in Kingdom of the Cursed.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Because that's where they had stayed and stuff. Shoot, I
There's
don't
so many
know.
details I don't remember from those
Yeah,
first
I don't
few.
think it's gonna be modernized. I think it's just gonna be like a place of indulgence. Because basically, like everyone was just fucking on everything
That's true.
last time we saw him. But I do
Yeah.
think she will, I think she'll probably continue. with like that era, I would guess, like the 19th century
Because
era.
so far it's been like pretty, like it matches up. That wraps up our discussion of Throne of the Fallen. It was overall, it was a good book. I love that it set us up for more stories in this series. I'm very excited to read them.
Me too. So join us next week. We are going to be doing an installment of Poetry Corner featuring George Watsky, who is just a very interesting poet that we're going to be going over because he's actually a musician now. So I'm
Yeah.
very excited to talk more about him.
Which I was going to say, like, I think we should start featuring more musicians on Poetry
Ooh.
Corner, because I think that would be a fun little spin for everyone. Just kind of
Yeah.
talk about like more modern poetry. But yeah, the week after that, we will be sharing our interview with Mae Corland, who is the author of Five Broken Blades, which comes out on May 7th. And that book is about like five different assassins who basically have all been recruited to try and take out the same target.
Like Kill Bill
So,
style.
yes. And so there's like five different narrators, and it's just a very cool book. And it looks beautiful. It's got the sprayed edges with the deluxe version coming out. So, I highly recommend you look into that if that sounds interesting to you. All right. So, we'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.